Hello, and welcome to Lifestyle Seminars with Perry A. We've been singing in the rain in Texas. We haven't had rain for a long time and have had a much-needed rain this past week and are very blessed and grateful. And I've even seen people purposely going out without an umbrella and just holding their arms out and kind of circling around and letting the rain fall on them. And it's so joyful to see. So I thought that would be an appropriate song. It's kind of upbeat. And upbeat songs help you get upbeat when you're down. Today's seminar topic is purposeful creating, purposeful manifesting, how to intentionally have your desires come true in your reality. And I'm going to tell you something that might be a shock to some of you. You alone create your experience. Now, by that I mean, say there are 10 people and they have the same thing happen to them to you as you do. All 10 of them will have a different reaction. Some of them will be down and depressed and fearful. Some of them will say, oh, I wonder what's next on the horizon. And so we all create our own experience of a situation that happens to us. In most cases, we draw the situation to us by our thinking. So sometimes it is a purposeful creation, created with an intention, something that, and then sometimes you have unconscious creations. Some deeply buried belief is the captain of your ship, and thus you're creating by default. So let me explain that again. What is creating by default? Because most of our reality and our life experiences are created by default, what happens to us or for us. It is the setting into motion, the creation of something that you really do not want by giving your attention or focus of thought to it until it creates. And much of what you are experiencing will fall into that category. Most of us have a tendency to think the worst first and to dwell on it. And when we dwell on it, that's, we've been given the power to create by our thinking, as a man thinketh. So the way we think creates our future. It's a little hard to grasp that when you're down in the dumps and something is happening. But there are tools and there are ways to do it. The usual response when one hears for the first time that they are the creator of their life experiences and that all that they have experienced without exception is by their own doing is, how can that be? I would not have created this thing I do not want. We agree in most cases you would not deliberately create that which you do not want, but we will not agree that you have not experienced it, for there is not another who creates in your life experience. That's from Abraham, A New Beginnings 1. It's a CD by the Abraham Hicks people. So if we create our own situations, I can think of two times when I was in a long-term relationship, married, and that came to an end, and I faced panic and fear. When you're working as a couple, you're creating things together, you help contribute to the household income, and suddenly that stopped, and possibly he was making more than you, and you think, well, how am I going to be able to maintain my lifestyle, or I can never make that much money? These are the thoughts that arise for us. And maybe you lost a job and you think, well, this is depressing. What am I going to do? You go into panic. You go into fear. And the thoughts come, or I'll never get a job as good as this. I can't find anything where I can make enough money to pay my bills. It's hard to find a job for someone of my age. And guess what? With every thought you think, you have a negative energy attached to it that's bringing you down, and you will actually manifest that what you think. What you believe becomes your reality. So how do we change that? How do we get over that? Well, you know, I draw these Louise Hay cards with the intention of getting one that's in a line with my talk for today. And I'm just amazed sometimes at how out of the stack of cards that I can pick a perfect message or that one arises for me. I guess I have the belief that by my intention that I'm going to pick the right card. Today's Louise Hay Wisdom card is said, I create wonderful new beliefs for myself. Life is very simple. I create my experiences by my thinking and feeling patterns. What I believe about myself and about life becomes true for me. How divine is that? If we can keep reading that when we're in one of those downward spirals, it will help us realign and come into contact and realize that we have more power than we think we do. You don't have to depend on someone else to make your living. In both cases in my life, you know, the first time I took a job, I hadn't worked before. I wasn't the primary income maker. My husband was a rancher, and he wanted me to stay home and cook for him because we lived in the country. And he said I couldn't make enough in a day to pay him for the time out. He would have to take off the farm to go to town and eat lunch and have to buy lunch and drive back in the gas. So he'd rather have me stay home and cook. So here I am with no skills, never really had a permanent job before, a career-type job. And I was looking, there weren't very many jobs in a small town. And someone told me there was one at the probation office, and suddenly I find I'm an adult probation officer. And I'm thinking, how in the world is this job going to get me where I want to go? This is not what I would have picked for myself. And how could I find a gift in it? What I realized with time is that it actually showed me some skills I had that I wasn't aware of. And I got a desire to, from that, from one of my duties was teaching a DWI class to people who didn't want to hear what I had to say. And I used Cajun humor. You've heard this story before. And I realized I could motivate people, make them laugh, lift them up. They started paying attention. They cared about the class when prior they just had to be there and there wasn't any way you can make them listen. So after 2.5 years of that, I decided I really would like to be a motivational speaker. And so I didn't know I couldn't, so I did. It took a little time. I kept my day job, and I worked, and I developed my talk, and I learned in each step of the way until one day I found that I was probably making as much money as a school teacher in a year's time. It's a little scary when you're an entrepreneur because you have to keep creating the jobs, and that, too, is by your thinking. So as you think, you will manifest in your life. Everything in your life, this was another little quote that popped up on my computer this morning, and I thought, well, here we go. Everything in your life is a reflection of what you have created, allowed, or promoted at some time. Let me read that again. Everything in your life is a reflection of what you have created, allowed, or promoted at some time. Take what you have and use it to build the life you want. So what have you allowed? You know, I can say something negative about you, but it's you have to let it in or reject it. You have the power not to listen to me or to say, well, that may be your experience, but that's not my experience. So you have the power, always to take it personal or to let it roll off and not interfere. If what other people have to say about you is not definitely your definition of yourself. Don't let other people put identities on you, put you in a category. I hate seeing so many people that doctors give these negative, very negative assets. They can't find what's wrong with them. They come up with some new name or something because you have a slight symptom. You know, our symptoms can apply to 50,000 different things. And when they can't find something scientifically, they're just guessing. But they put a death threat on you. They put a fear base. You can't, there's nothing you can do. Someone told me today about her brother who had a problem. The doctors wanted to do this expensive operation. And they said, this is something you're just going to have to live with. There's nothing you can do for it. I promise you, clay can cure that situation. And very easily, very inexpensively. So don't believe what everybody else says about you. Don't become their identities. Just you have control of your life, always. And the way you think about yourself, the energy you put into it. And all of us have downtimes, but don't stay in the downtime. How do you get out of a downtime? That's what most of us don't know how to do. Play happy music and dance to it. You know, just dance around the living room and get your children and dance with them. If you have young children, they love it. Play. Find something fun to do and go play. Most of us are so serious about life, we don't take time to play. You can play little card games, just anything that you can laugh and have fun with. Read some jokes online. You'll find some that are funny and make you laugh out loud. Go to a light movie, not anything depressing or negative or scary. So there's so many ways to pick yourself up. My intention for today, my suggested intention is, it is my dominant attention to be aware that my negative thoughts are creating my very future experiences. So I want to be very aware when I have a negative thought and realize that every time I dwell in this thought and stay there and worry, I'm actually creating that experience. So if you know, a lot of people say, I don't know how to stop worrying. I don't know how to get out of it. It's just a habit that you're into, and you can break a habit. If you knew that if that worry was going to kill you by the next morning, would you continue to worry, or would you find something to occupy your time? Keeping your hands busy, your mind busy with something else is good. Meditating is good. There are several ways to get out of it. The next part is it is my dominant intention to reverse the negative thoughts to happy, positive ones. And it is my dominant intention to be a deliberate creator. Now, when you have those three intentions and you state them and really feel them, the buck stops here. You have the power to create whichever way you want your life to go. By your thinking, by your thoughts, by your energy, by how you feel. You want to feel happy. You don't want to feel down and depressed and negative. Depression is a choice. We create it by spiraling downward, downward, downward until it kind of consumes us. But who started it? Again, you are the creator of your own life experience. My power thought for today is, I am at peace. Divine peace and harmony surround me and dwell in me. I feel tolerant, compassionate, and love for all people, myself included. Peace. I wish you peace. If you were in a negative spiral, you know, peace is the only, that's what you really want. And peace begins with wanting what you have. Right wherever you are, just accept it and realize it's not permanent. This too shall change. But accept it and look at the gifts there before you and the opportunities that will await for you. I do work with people who are in recovery centers, recovering from drug and alcohol abuse and addictions. And addictions will grab you by the yin-yang. But can you get over them? Can you control them? Yes. There's so many people who have. Does it take work and learning a new set of tools? Yes. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? But most of us have underlying unconscious beliefs that we're not aware of that are the captains of our ship. And I'm excited to tell you that I have a lady coming to share the show with me in December, December the 19th show. You don't want to miss that show. Her name is LaRue Epler. She wrote a book called The Whisper, and she talks about your intuitive guide. She muscle tests you, and she can, you know, you go to her and you say, I want to know why I can't have successful relationship. What is it that's holding me back from successful relationships? And she will muscle test you and go back and find, if she has a way, a process, and it will find maybe something back when you were a child that happened and you said, that'll never happen to me again. But in your resistance to its happening, you put a barrier around yourself and you don't let relationships in. So you can never have a happy relationship because that fear belief is in the way and blocking it. And if you had known then to have an intention of having a good relationship and describe what you think is a good relationship and what you want in that relationship very specifically, you could have created a different one. But if you feel you're unworthy of that, guess what you'll create? You got it, the opposite. Well, LaRue is going to join me, and she's going to pick some people from the phone lines and do some muscle testing. And if they had a request, and it might be, what's keeping me from getting the job I want? What's keeping me from succeeding monetarily in my life? I get to a certain point, that's as far as I can get. What's keeping me from having a good, close relationship with my children? Any number of things, and there can be a subliminal belief that's holding you where you are and not letting it. Well, she will bring it up to the surface and then show you how to discreate that belief. She has been recently on Hay House on a radio interview with Hay House Radio, and she has a lot of credits. I've seen her do her workshops. I've been to them. I've seen people transform right before my eyes and drop ages from their face. They were worried and frowning, and they look like a different person. Just they get that aha moment, oh my gosh. And when they release all that resistance, they physically change. And it's an amazing thing. And I'm so happy she's going to be with us on this call. So mark down December the 19th. And let me turn the page here. I've got some notes here. These notes will be available for you. They will be posted and sent out in the archive, so you can go back to this recording, and you can also download my notes and keep them and read them if you think they're of value to you. Here's one I got today. There are some things that are best forgotten, and when I remember what a few of them are, I'll drop you a line. But a couple of things worth remembering that are all too easily forgotten are the times when you felt absolutely alone and uncertain. Yet somehow, beyond perception, there was a great click, after which suddenly a new friend appeared, a new idea was imparted, or a connection established, causing the tides to turn and the floodgates to open. And remembering this, should such an alone and uncertain times ever visit you, however dark they may seem, you will at least be comforted by recalling how transient they always are. How transient they always are. This too shall pass. Remember that. This too shall pass. Now, deliberately creating, we can also use this for our bodies. And I started this program because I had so many people who were identified by the illnesses that doctors put on them, the labels they put. They were so depressed and discouraged and tired. And there were things that I knew clay could fix in a heartbeat, and they weren't happening. So the body and mind can override the physical body. Your mind can, what your mind does. They were in such stress and worry. They were creating a lot of acidity. Their body was out of balance. When your body's out of balance, your immune system gets haywire, and you get susceptible to everything that's out there. And then we get dis-ease in the body. So learning some tools to counter that is very important. You know, you can merely say, this disease is temporary, and I'm ready to let it go. I'm willing to let it go and be well again. I'm willing to do what it takes mentally and physically to get back on track. Might be eating a different type diet, but mostly it's believing that you can, looking forward to finding solutions that are out there. Clay is one of the safest ways to detox and to cleanse your body physically that I know of. It's very safe and it's inexpensive. It just continues to amaze me how quickly it can take the body to a state of wellness. It's not the only answer. There are other things in nature that can do that too. So find what's right for you and be careful of drugs with side effects. So many times the drugs actually cause more problems. Not to say that Western medicine doesn't have its place, and sometimes we need to, you know, address and take both of it. I'm going to look over and see if we have any questions today. Usually in, lost my place. In this session, people don't ask many questions, but I welcome questions or any awareness that you've gotten or any way that you can use what we're talking about today. And again, yes, I have no questions, so I'm going to go to the phone line and ask if anybody on the phone line has a question that they would like to ask, a place that they're stuck. And if you do, just press star 2 on your phone, and that will open the line, and I can click on your name, and we can get you on the air so you can talk about what's bothering you. I hope these sessions are beneficial to you. There's so much more to healing than taking medicines, whether alternative or whatever type of cures. The body, you know, physician, heal thyself. The mind is the great healer. You have the ability to go to a higher place mentally with your mind and heal yourself. How much happy time do you stay in? How is your energy level? Is it up or is it down? Are you easily influenced by other people's thoughts? If you get around somebody who's depressed and they're trying to bring you down with them and say all these negative things, I just don't like to argue, and I won't go there with them. If they say something is bad and negative, I say, you might be right, and then I walk away. I don't engage in their negative conversation. I don't try to talk them out of it. It's where they are. Unless they ask me, it's not my business to get into their business. Now, I would love to go in and tell them how to live their life, but I really don't have that option unless they ask me. And all I'm trying to do is guide you to your own awareness, to give you some tools where you can find the answer. You have the answer you are seeking. And the way I know that, if you go to a doctor and they tell you to do something and it doesn't jive to me, you won't listen to them. You won't do it. If someone tries to convince you of doing something that doesn't meet your values and standards, you may listen to them, but the way I know you know the answer is because that answer doesn't resonate with you. And you listen to them, but you have a choice of taking it or not. Remember, you are the answer you are looking for. You create and manifest by your thinking. The more positive outlook you have on life, the more you can believe things are possible. And when you're in that spiral and caught up and just got laid off and lost a job and things are going down, how do you get out of it? How do you get out of that thinking? The first thing you have to do is get off the treadmill. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. How do you do that? I do it by meditating. I listen to soft music. I breathe in. I let go of all my thoughts. I release them. I ask them to leave. When they come back, which they do until you've learned to control your mind, you say, thank you. I hear you and I release you. I let you go. And then clear that little space, and if you can hold it just for a few seconds, 5 or 10 seconds, each time it will get longer. And then here come a thought nuggling in. Well, what about tomorrow? Well, what about this? Well, what about the car payment? And you say, thank you, and I release you. And you go to that space, and what you're doing is creating the space where you can hear the voice inside you. The whisper, as LaRue calls it, your intuitive guide. We are all chips off the old block. God endowed us with a piece of himself. We are all sons and daughters of God. We have this chip, this ability that he gave us, this gift that he gave us to create our own lives. And there's a guide inside us that warns us when we're going the right direction or the wrong direction. And when you're still, the guide can come to you with a thought. And out of nowhere will pop a thought. You know, I learned this skill from that job, and I've really been wanting to do that. And it's really helped me get to a higher place where I'm more ready for my next step. And then you get excited and you go out and you start manifesting something different. So be still and listen. People take walks because it clears their mind. When you take walks or you're in the shower, you're not at your computer, you're not in your doing mode, and it's easier to look at the surroundings when you're walking. Just look at the trees and the flowers and the grass and the cracks in the sidewalks, and take your mind off your worries. Anything that takes your mind off your worries. You want to shift your attention to a more positive thought. Looking at the flowers, looking for things to be grateful for. You may be at the bottom of the barrel, but there's still things you have to be grateful for. That you're still alive, that you can breathe, that you can make decisions, that you can make changes. Look for those things to be grateful for and be in gratitude. This is another way of changing that. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. That depends on your intention. If you have the intention that it's hard to stop worrying, guess what your reality will be? You guessed it. Your very intention that it was going to be hard is what makes it hard. Are you willing for it not to be hard? Ask yourself, this is a thought. Is this thought beneficial to me or is it detrimental to me? If it's beneficial to me, I'll keep it. If it's detrimental to me, I'll let it go. So look at how powerful you are. Isn't that exciting that you are that powerful? I'm going to go back and look one more time. And there are no questions coming in today. I don't get much feedback on this topic. It kind of puts me in a lecture mode, and I don't like to lecture. I just want to guide you to your own knowing, your own strength, your own power, and believe for you and with you that you can change the things in your life you don't like. trust me, you can. You have that power and so much more. It's toward the end of our session. I'm going to go over and put on some meditation music, and then we will kind of leave on a little meditation. We'll practice kind of getting out of our minds. And, whoops, I got to find a... Here's one of my favorite ones. Get a little music going. Sit back in your chair. Find a place you can relax. And take a deep breath. Some of you know the drill. Sit back in your chair. Put your feet on the floor. Ground yourself. And as you're sitting there, let go of any tension you're holding anywhere in your body. Start at the top of your head. And like melting butter, just allow all the tension to leave and drift away. Over your scalp, relax your scalp and your jaw and your face, your forehead. Just breathe in, exhale, and relax. And just let that relaxation drift down through your body, just like warm water in a shower running over you. And with each droplet, you relax and go deeper and deeper. And just breathe in. Release the tension. Feel it leaving you. The chair is supporting you. The earth is supporting you. There's no efforting to sitting and being still. Now we want to listen to the music and clear our thoughts. And I'm going to take you on a journey, and then you can just drift and be still and see how long you can hold that space without thought. When a thought comes, as it usually does, just recognize you're in thinking again. And release it and let it go and ask it to leave. And thank it. Thank it for its concern. And let it go and take another deep breath. And go back to that quiet, still space. And just hold that space open. So we're going to take all of our worries and concerns and put it in a container. And it will be there when you get back. But for right now, for these few moments, we're going to release ourselves from every fear, every urgency. There's nothing more urgency than your peace of mind and giving yourself some moments to go inside yourself and touch the face of God or the power of whoever that, whatever your faith is that takes you there. And breathe in and exhale. And it's fall. And you find yourself sitting in a beautiful gazebo with trees around, and the trees are falling. And you go with the leaf, one leaf at a time, and watch it gently swaying, the air catching it, and letting it down ever so easy. One leaf and then another. And you notice the beauty of the colors as they're transitioning. And you too need to transition. We're going to transition and leave the old behind. Leaving the old and looking forward to what's new, new growth, new ideas, new opportunities. The world is full of them, and they're just waiting for you to ask. Simply ask what you want and you feel the gentle rocking motion of the swing under the gazebo and a gentle cool fall breeze. You're in heaven, not a care or a worry in the world, just at peace. And if your eyes are open, you're watching how everything supports everything. The earth supports the grass, the trees. The wind supports the leaves. They don't just go with a thud to the ground. They gently float. And you are like the leaf gently floating through life. Gently, ever so easily. Enjoying the moment. Enjoying the journey. Enjoying what's ahead. For as you drop, you're not dead. You are recycling. You can go back and feed and nurture the tree and new leaves for tomorrow. And nurture the soil and feed it. There's no such thing as death. There's only the transition of energy. And you are energy. And just relax. In the swing, close your eyes if you like. You can gently rock or just sit still. Listen to the music and let all thoughts of worry and concern go. Worry about other people, your life, the weather, what you're going to do tomorrow. The answers will come when you are still. Trust. Have faith that tomorrow will be a better day. In this moment, relax and be grateful. Just feel the gratitude. If tears of gratitude come to your eyes, let them just gently run down your cheek. You are a beautiful being. You have the potential to be anything you want to be. Believe in yourself. You don't have to know how. All you have to do is go to the end result and see yourself doing it. And the universe will support you and send means, opportunities, ideas. And open the pathway to your new journey. And you become excited and you're looking forward to the fact that you were laid off. Because now the world is your oyster. And you get to pick and choose where you want to be and what you want to do. Yes, you have that much power. Let's take another still breath. And I'm going to be quiet and just let you listen to the music and stay as long as you like in this gentle place. When I see the phones click off, we'll close the session. Thank you for letting me come into your lives. And it's my desire that I can give you something that will give you some peace, serenity, and belief in yourself. You are worthy. You have talents unique only to yourself. It has been my joy and pleasure to be with you. Now, enjoy the stillness.